This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tidy, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, it is good to be back for a Monday afternoon in Australia. It is Carrie and Tommy brought to you once again this week by Tradie Baby Zipsters. You can grab them at Big W and Best and Less. Tradie Baby made tiny tough.
Oh, tiny tough. Speaking of tiny tough super babies.
Yeah.
My super baby.
Oh my gosh, guys. Are we onto a cash cow here?
Is the talk of the nation. In yeah. fact, I think she. What? What?
Is there anything you'd like to say to
Not really. I think she.
That's.
Thank yep. you. Is that what you were?
Yes, you're welcome.
I think she may have yeah. been the only person
mm-hmm.
to publicly
mm-hmm.
pick. Who was going to be our new Prime Minister?
Yes, Nostra Adelaidis. I wish we'd gone with Adelaidamus, but that's fine. Decisions were made. Permanent marker was used on the and now we can't change it.
If you missed the show yeah. On Friday, this is what happened. You have asked for my child.
Yes, and I'm...
got plates of biscuits.
Yes, because read the people what they're called.
Bill Shortbread and Iced ScoMo.
Yes. So, yep. My plan was
yep.
to put Addie on the ground
yep.
about 10 metres away from the biscuits and
yep.
which everyone she goes for, that's going to be the future leader of our country.
Yeah. Oh, oh, she's looking at them.
Oh, it's the Iced ScoMo. There we go. You've heard it here first. You may as well not even tune into the election tomorrow. Iced ScoMo is going to win by yep. a finger. Yeah. And I
more
tell you what,
finger.
More than a finger, I know. And we had, there were haters. There were people that were saying, this is ridiculous. No, there's no way. He's
calls for, it was
and
rigged.
I was like, listen to the baby,
I
mate.
I know.
It's a future telling baby, I can't wait till we hit the road with
so
this.
So what do we do with her next?
We tell our boss we're quitting and we get a caravan and
yes.
we travel around the country.
Yes.
$5 and she'll tell your future. We're going to make
can't
a fortune.
Can't talk, though. So you just got to give her two
biscuits.
Options of your future.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It needs to be your future, but in biscuit-related choices.
We can't quit too soon, though, because That's a Spicy Meatball tour is...
That's a spicy meatball!
Of course, we're talking about Spice Girls in London. Then yeah. over to Bologna with Husey and Kate. We'll tell you how exactly you can win a trip of a lifetime this afternoon on the show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tyra joins us. She is our
producer.
Our digital superstar who is an absolute mess. You may remember Tyra because the other week she chatted to us because she is her dog on Instagram.
Yeah.
And
she does the dog voice and everything.
Yes.
Yes. And
yeah,
responds
yeah.
to people who comment.
Yes. It speaks as her dog.
The dog, yeah.
And something great that a listener pointed out to me after that went to air, he sent me a message on Instagram and he said, you know your mate who is the dog.
Yeah.
You should check out the post where the dog wishes her a happy birthday.
So she's just wishing herself
yeah, he
a
goes,
happy
does
birthday.
Does she know that she's just talking to herself? Anyway, Tyra joins us. Hey, Tyra.
Hello.
And,
that wasn't me that did that. It was my boyfriend.
It was your boyfriend.
Oh, you're both weird. Great.
I don't believe you at all. Did you have to ask your boyfriend to do it?
Yeah.
I rocked up. Here today.
To the granny flat.
To the granny flat.
Yeah.
And I couldn't actually get to the granny flat.
No, you were late. We were wondering where you were.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was getting ready to call the terrorist hotline. I was getting ready to call the cops because...
You walked in a very weird way. It was like you had been at the scene of a crime or something.
Well, because I'd just spoken to all the neighbours around the granny flat because there was a car parked across the street. So blocking the street, in the middle of the street, parked across on a kind of 45-degree angle so no traffic could get through.
Mm.
And it looked like it was deliberately parked perfectly to block traffic.
And
no,
there was no driver
in there. And so I got out and then I asked one of the tradies down the road and he comes out and goes, that's weird, man. And I said, yeah, I know. It's like someone's deliberately done it. And I went to walk towards it to see if it was unlocked.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, is this safe?
It could blow up.
Well, that's what we both looked at each other and we went, oh, what if it's a bomb?
Yeah. Right?
I don't know why because we're scared of everything. I'm a coward. And then I came in here, I told all you guys, I went, you're not going to believe.
I know.
Yeah.
We went through all the options of what it could be.
Yes.
Yes.
And then I mentioned the West Australian plates on it. And I'm like, maybe someone's stolen a car. And then, Tara, you said, my car has West Australian plates on it. And and what happened? Because it was your car.
I don't know what happened because I parked it straight when I got here.
So the granny flat is on a hill.
Yeah.
And so your theory, what is your theory?
My theory is that it needs serviced and then it just did it on its own.
Do you want me to tell you my theory? Is that you forgot to put the handbrake on?
Because the handbrake was up, but...
Was it in... What
you know what's
it
the problem
in?
With
it was
this?
In neutral. But needs to be in park.
Yeah, but the problem with this theory is the handbrake was up. That's right. So,
but how
like
did it then go
it.
Back on an angle?
So it went back on an angle.
And then
but
stopped.
Also, how did it stop?
Yes.
On the steepest bit of the hill.
And didn't bang
did
into
stop?
The car behind.
Yes. You know what my theory is? You were daydreaming and you parked in the middle of the street.
She's talking to herself as a dog.
When you're talking about it,
oh, where's Mama parking?
I did have to think.
Ooh, Mama's
like,
going to look like this. Did that thought cross your mind?
When you were telling the story, I was like, surely that was not me.
Do you know why I think you don't think the car just did it on its own? Because you just parked it back where it had originally been parked. Like you go, I'll just park it back up the road. So you parked it back up the road. If it genuinely did it on its own, you would have been worried it was going to do it on its own again.
Yes. Yeah, both scenarios there are worrying.
Yes.
Because if you're comfortably parked there, it means I don't reckon you parked there. But if it did actually happen, you've just parked in the same spot where it's happened.
Waiting for it to happen again.
I went out and checked just before and it's all...
Is it there still?
Is it there? Yeah.
It's back where it
was. Well, I was worried that I was overreacting, thinking, oh, should I call the cops? I wasn't going to call the emergency number, should I call the cops? But then when we went out and said, oh, it's out to one of your neighbours,
he had the phone to his ear. He was trying to cancel the cops that
he goes,
called.
Oh, I've already called the cops. So this is what I want to know. On 13 10 60, what's the stupidest thing that you've called the cops for? Where you've called
them? Oh, you get so dramatic. You rush, quick, there's then someone's like, oh, no, mate, that was just my lunch I left there.
Yeah, that was just our dizzy producer who accidentally parked in the middle of the street. Give us a call, 13 10 60. Stupidest reason you've called the cops?
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, stupidest reason you've called the cops?
Because you found a car parked sideways across the road.
Mm,
you went into
traffic.
Full meltdown mode. You thought there was going to be a terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it was our producer's car. She hadn't put the handbrake on.
Yes.
Well, that's what she said.
But your neighbour thought the same. Your neighbour had called the cops already.
The neighbour had to cancel the cops coming out.
Great. Let's go to...
Merrill?
There you go. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah.
Merrill, what's the stupidest thing you call the cops for?
I had a cow sitting in the middle of a road, basically. I'm not in a country town, so it's just a main road, but it wasn't moving. So we had to call the cops because it was going to cause an accident if it didn't move.
Did you not give it a slap on the bum?
Well, we tried beeping the horn and doing all sorts of things, but it just was not moving. It was just stable in the one spot, and we couldn't move.
Meryl, you're awesome because you did exactly what I would do, which is I'd beep and I'd go, well, I've tried everything.
It's not moving.
Yeah, definitely wasn't going anywhere, that was for sure.
And so did the cops come?
Yeah, well, they did, probably about 20 minutes later. But, yeah, there was a whole heap of traffic after that because it wasn't a country road or anything like that. It's basically suburbia.
Did the cops try beeping?
I was going to say, what did they do when they got there?
Oh, well, they obviously got out of the car and they tried to shift it manually by shooing it away and so forth. But, I mean, well, we were a bit too scared to try and do any of that. So I stayed put in the car.
I wonder if that was our digital producer's cow that she just left in the middle of the road somewhere.
Because we should be clear, we're not saying the stupidest reason, like you've called the cops on purpose being silly, because that's a huge waste of resources.
Don't do that.
Yeah. This is when you thought stuff was going down.
Jasmine, did you think stuff was going down?
I most definitely did. I was at home one day and I didn't have work that day, and my brother was meant to be at school, my mum was at work, dad was at work, everybody was out, and I was upstairs cleaning my room and I heard something downstairs, and then I heard like things moving around the kitchen, and then I actually heard someone say, shh, someone's home. So I automatically panicked. First thing I did was actually flush the toilet so that if somebody was there, they would think someone's home and go away.
Yeah.
I continued to hear things. So I went and locked myself in my parents' ensuite, called the police, and was in panic mode, like thought I was going to die. And then when they got there, they said, look, the lady on the phone was like, look, the police are coming in. They're coming in armed. Don't be alarmed and all this. And so they ran in, barged through the door. And then they said it's safe to go downstairs. So as I was walking downstairs, my brother was walking up the stairs and he had played a prank on me, and he didn't think I had heard him because I didn't say like, oh, James, hi, or is anybody there? I didn't yell out or anything like that. So he didn't know that I was upstairs on the phone to the cops and he was just having some lunch.
Oh.
So it was your brother the whole time.
It was my brother the whole time. He tried to play a prank on me and I obviously knew that he was there, but I was too scared to yell out.
Have you got him back?
My brother, not yet. I honestly don't know how because that was like the scariest thing that I've ever had to be through.
How old's your brother now?
He is 20 this year.
Okay, we need to organise a time when he's home by himself and send some real intrusion.
Definitely. This was when he was still in school, so he wasn't even meant to be home. That's why it was so scary.
Good stuff, Jazz. Kieran, finishes off. What was the stupid reason you called the cops?
G'day, Tommy. I remember it that vaguely because I was only about 3 or 4 years old. And what had happened is that my sister, who was probably about 16 at the time, she was supervising me and we were the only ones home. And it was a really hot day. And, of course, being a 3 or 4-year-old, I wanted a Zupa Dupa.
Yeah, and, like any 3 or 4-year-old. Hell yeah.
Exactly. And I just wanted a Zupa Dupa. And because we live on a farm 80Ks east of Melbourne, and straight away, I just said, you know what, I really want a Zupa Dupa now. And my sister locked me out. I went to Dad's shed. I was crying. I was in tears. Got to Dad's phone on the farm in the shed, and I said, 000.
What did the cops say?
Yeah, exactly. I need help. I need to get my sister to give me a Zupa Dupa. But then, obviously,
what did the cops say, Kieran?
Well, the lady at the thing, I was, on 000 is going, oh, what's your emergency? And she's just going, oh, my goodness gracious me, what's going on here?
So you know how before I was saying, like, you don't call up for something stupid.
He was a kid, mate. Yeah,
no, that's exactly what I mean.
Oh, yeah. But he was a kid. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Because we've raided your phone.
Yeah.
We've got some numbers of famous people from your phone.
Yeah.
I have a piece of paper and a marker in front of me.
Yeah.
And I've actually already just scribbled the first one.
All right, should we play a little opener? Get us in the mood?
Yeah.
Hey, I just called you and left a voicemail. You've got my number, so call me, baby. Yep.
This all came about last year because I have a theory that no one listens to their voicemails anymore, so I could leave a message and say anything and no one's ever going to know because they don't listen to their voicemails.
Yeah.
That came undone when Larry Emder did call me back. He wanted to know where his Mexican walking fish was.
His axolotl.
I told him had gone missing.
Yeah. And so I get to write down
what I say, and I've never seen it before. The number calls, and as the voicemail begins, that's the first time I read the message.
Yes.
All right, let's do this.
First one we have for you.
Okay, hold on. I forgot I have to call them from my phone. who am I calling
first?
First
call is none other than the queen of the small screen, Lisa Wilkinson, please.
Okay, hold on. Lisa. Okay.
Now, so last night on the project, I had a bit of an incident. So I've shown you my knuckles.
My
swollen knuckles.
Yes, yes.
I punched a board and it didn't work very well.
Okay. That's important context.
Well, it might make this make sense.
Do I have to tell her we're on air? I can't remember how this works. It goes to a voicemail.
Hope we get a voicemail. Okay. I don't know what happens if she answers.
What if she swears when she answers?
I don't think she will.
It'd be That'd funny be if she did.
Yeah. Great.
Hi there. Sorry, I can't come to the phone. Please leave a message.
Hey, Lisa. It's Carrie here. I was just calling because Tommy hurt his hand last night on the project.
Go.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Go.
It's ruined now because she's heard me say that. I'm not saying that. I was wondering if you knew who could fix it for him.
Oh!
Call me back. Bye. I'm not
that
saying that to
worst.
The queen of the small screen, okay?
That is absolutely
pathetic.
I said
to you before we did this, make sure they're things I can actually say because you don't want me to laugh halfway through, do you? You want me to do it properly.
Yeah, well then focus.
I can't read that out. It's inappropriate.
Sonda. Would you mind
No,
reading?
Don't read that.
Why?
There's kids in cars, mate.
It's a thing. It's a job to get my hand fixed.
No, it's, I think everybody knows what you need help with.
I was just asking if she might know someone.
I know it's been a dry patch, but this is not the way to get.
It's a hand job. It's two words. Do a job on my hand.
And who else we got?
Someone.
Okay, let's move on to the next.
What
other
numbers
do we have?
To fix your, if you're going to be immature and put everything in the gutter, when all I want is a simple hand job.
I'm going to laugh unless you do it properly. Make it something I can actually say.
Oh, mate. So what? We have to do it, but it has to not be funny.
No, it can be funny without being blue.
That wasn't blue.
It was blue.
A hand job is a job on your hand.
All right. Well, who do we have next?
I would like. I would like Georgia Love, please.
Oh, Georgia Love.
Yeah.
Bit of Bachelor. Bachelorette action. Okay. It's calling.
I don't like the little ad lib you did at the start on the last one as well. You read the words as they're written.
Okay. All right.
So Carrie's calling Georgia Love right now.
Just at the start to say, hey, it's Carrie, and then straight into this. Great. Nobody answers your calls.
My
theory. Hi, you've called Georgia Love. Okay, leave me a message and I'll get back to you when I can. Thanks. Bye. Hi. Hey, Georgia. It's Carrie here. I want to do the Bachelorette, but I don't know how to tell my boyfriend. I thought you might be able to help me. So give me a buzz back if you can. Great. You got my number. Bye.
Great, really good.
Oh,
well done. That was good.
Laughing.
But also, what's all this extra stuff at the end? Give me a call back when you get the chance.
No, it's
just fun if it's just urgent and the message.
Okay, I'll do this last one very urgently.
Okay, the last one is Husey.
Oh, God.
And I need you to not say any other words but what I've written on this piece of paper.
You promise? Okay, I promise.
Because you've made an absolute meal of these.
As long
so far.
As it's one I can say.
Yes,
if it's like the first one, I'm not saying it to him.
You can, but promise me.
Okay.
Do this straight.
Okay.
Promise.
Okay, I promise.
Hello, me. What's happening?
You're live on air.
I'm on air.
Yeah. Yeah, you are, so don't swear. We're just going to pretend that went to voicemail, okay?
Right, I should have had it.
Let's go to someone else.
We'll chat to you later, Husey, at the end of the show.
I'm hanging up on you. Bye.
And what about
read that message. I'm not reading it.
I can actually see Husey. He's very confused.
Oh, man.
You read what I was meant to read. Can't you do it without it being like that?
Sonda, can you read this one, please?
And I'm not
read
playing it with the game anymore,
read
if that's what you're going to do.
Read it with a straight voice.
Hi, Husey. It's Sonda. On Saturday, I just want to know, was it an election or an erection? Because I think I might have eaten the wrong sausage. Call me.
See, that's how you do the game. Great stuff. Thanks, Son.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time for one of these.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Spice Girls Update.
Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I just said Spice Girls Update.
I love that.
That's what my friends have been saying to me all weekend because they are desperate to come with us. Like, what is Spice Girls Update?
Well, we've got great news, don't we, Buzzy?
We do. We have the announcement of That's a Spicy Meatball Tour and how you can win your way there.
Oh, my gosh. How does it happen, Buzzy? How does it happen?
I don't think I've ever seen an easier competition in my life.
It literally is the easiest. Everyone's got a phone. All you got to do is download the Hit app on your phone or your local station app, and you got to keep listening to our show on Husey and Kate to see if you've won. The prize.
But you don't have to do anything other than download the app.
It gives you a boarding pass.
You don't have to fill out anything. It just gives you a boarding pass. And if you've already got download the app on your phone, then you're automatically prompted to enter via a pop-up once the competition goes live. When does it go live?
The competition is live now. If you've got the app,
first
you would have had...
next Monday.
Yes. And you know what? The prize is massive as well. It's return flights to Australia from Europe. It's four nights in London.
To Australia from Europe.
Yeah.
So you've got to start
from Australia to Europe.
You've got to get yourself there.
Yeah, we said it was the easiest comp ever to win.
But get this, four nights in London, three nights in Bologna. You get breakfast daily. There's tickets to see the Spice Girls at Wembley with us. Then over to an Italian party with Husey and Kate. The prize itself for each person that gets to win this is worth $12,000.
I'll also shout you a beer.
Oh, it's priceless.
$12,004.
$12,000. It's priceless.
Yeah, you try buying Spice Girls tickets now, one of those resale things. It'll be $12,000 just for a ticket.
Absolutely. Oh, and spending time with us.
priceless.
All right. So if you haven't already done so, make sure you do it. Download the Hit app or your local station app. And fingers crossed you'll be coming with us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I don't know what we're doing next. This is your segment.
I know. I'm worried now. Voicemails didn't go as planned, and now I'm worried about this one.
But I think you're fine on this one, bro. This is good.
You think we're fine? Yep. Okay. I'm bringing back an old favourite, but I'll tell you what happened.
Please then. Tell me it's not Prince Ali.
No, it's not. It's not. We haven't done this for ages.
Okay.
So I was at the project yesterday, and I walked into an empty office, right? And it was the first time I'd been by myself for a while. We'd had a lot of meetings. And so, you know, when you're sitting in one place and everything kind of builds up. And I walked into this office.
A fart builds up.
Well, everything. Okay. And so I walked into this office and put my laptop down and I opened it. And then I thought, oh, I need to cough. And I went, like that, right? And I did two coughs like that. I did two coughs.
Please tell me Lisa Wilkinson walked in after you.
No, it's an empty office, so it's fine.
I did two coughs
and went like that, right? And then the force from the second cough,
the cough made, didn't come out of your mouth.
Made some of that built up gas, and I just ripped a fart. But I thought, oh, phew! At least I've waited till I got into the empty office to do that.
Oh my god!
And then I sat down, and then about 2 seconds after I sat down, I heard one of the cupboards. Close. Oh. And then I turned around and in the other corner. In the other corner of the office was one of the production assistants, this gorgeous girl who's just lovely and a picture of innocence. Oh. Like, I know you don't want to fart on anyone, but she's the last person you want to fart on. And I've turned around and she's in the far side of the other room, but it's empty and I've coughed so loud and then farted so loud and I've had 2 seconds of joy and been quite chuffed with myself for like waiting till I was alone. No. Before that was just replaced with shame as I turned around to see her.
She probably heard it and then went, what do I do now? So then she had to close the cupboard.
I reckon she was trying to build up wind pressure just to keep the air away from her. But guess what she said? She looked at me and because I thought, I can't say anything. I just froze. And so I just looked at her and she said, wow, that's a nasty cough you've got.
I love it. I don't even know who it is. I love it. Do you think...
You know what's the worst thing? I then went and I told Hamish and I was like, man, should I tell her? And he goes, you've got to say something. It's her last day. and I didn't tell her. I didn't say
anything. How do you remember working with the great Tommy Little?
Well, he gave me quite the send-off. Did you get her a card? No, but I got her something. And it reminded me of one of our favourite segments that we've ever done on this show, which is on 131060, I'd love to know when a fart ruined your life. It doesn't even have to be because we got some great calls from their own farts, but one of my favourite calls, it wasn't even his fart.
I was working in a bottle shop in the Blue Mountains a few years ago, and there's one of my lady customers, and he's coming to the night time, he said night shift, and I was putting a bit of work on her, you know, trying to meet her, I was single, and if she comes in tonight, I'm going to ask her out. And he says, bloke, come in, and he let rip this fart, and it was disgusting. He's walked out, I'm the only one left in the shop, and she walked in, and needless to say, I never saw her again, but I didn't get to ask her
out. I've learned it's 60. Jeez, we've already got a full board here,
Are you saying that it ruined your day or the worker's day?
It ruined everybody's life. On 131060, when does a fart ruin your life?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Doing the classic talk topic, when did a fart ruin your life? Because I thought I was in an empty office yesterday and I coughed and
I don't reckon you did cough.
I did.
Nah, I reckon you're just saying that now because it doesn't sound as bad. I reckon you waited, got in the office, closed the door and went, oh.
No, the cough made it worse because it meant it came out with force that was unnatural.
Like, give us an example.
So it was like that. Like the second one, the cough shoved anyway, and it wasn't empty. There
and
was
a gorgeous
one of the,
girl that works with you. Was, then shut the door and you shut the cupboard and you realise you weren't alone.
She was there the whole time.
And it happens to be her last day.
Yeah, and she said, "Oh, that's a nasty cough you've got there." Let's go to Trevor. Trevor, when did a fart ruin your life?
Tommy, Gary, how are you?
Good,
it actually didn't ruin my life. I worked at a place called South End Press, who used to do New Idea. And yes. I was in a lift and farted that loud, and it was a smelly. And yeah. In walks Ida Buttrose.
Not... What did she do?
She gave me a funny look, and I just walked out real quick.
Yeah. You farted on someone that's got an Order of Australia.
Well, she's prim and proper, so I suppose she wouldn't have liked it.
No, good on you, Trev. Great stuff. Let's go to Karen. Karen, when did a fart ruin your life?
Yeah, I was on a cruise ship and we'd stopped at Bora Bora, and I was swimming with the sharks and the stingrays. And I got in the water, and then I was worried about the rest of it getting back onto the boat because they only had this little tiny ladder. And so I was really worried about getting back onto the boat. And so I was letting everybody else go on first. And there was just all these other ladies. The husbands had to help them up on the ladder. And my husband had already got on the boat. And I was going, oh, God, no, I don't want help. Anyway, finally, it was my turn. And I tried to get the guys to go first, but they wouldn't go. They said, no, you go first. So I got to the ladder and I went to put my leg up, and my leg missed the runner. And I said, oh, God, I don't want them to have to push me up on the boat. So I had another go, and my foot did get the runner. So I said, oh, thank God, I'm going to make this. And then I lifted my next leg up, and I got it, and I said, oh, thank God. And then because I'd relaxed, because I knew I was going to make it on the boat, I just started. But the worst part was that the other guy had started coming up the ladder, and he yelled out, she just farted in my mouth. And I was stuck on a cruise ship.
I mean, it took a long time to get there, but it was definitely worth it.
Karen, I love you. Oh, my God. Farted in my mouth.
Oh, Kylie. Oh, Kylie, can you top that?
Yeah, my girlfriend ended up in hospital for 5 months.
What?
What happened?
It was a party game, and the game was to fold a piece of newspaper, put it between your ass crack, light it, and lap of the backyard before the flames caught your backside. But she farted midway through the run, and her backside caught on fire, and her hair melted to her back. And yes,
oh my God.
Oh my God. Really, that really is. And I tell you what, we asked when did a fart ruin your life.
Horrible.
And that really fits the brief.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Hughes, we did try, we did call you earlier in the show, and we were hoping to get your voicemail, but we got you.
Yes.
And I need your professional opinion.
Can I just say that was confusing?
Okay, I understand.
It's quite funny how you answered the phone.
Yeah.
You just went, yep, do you need me? Yeah. Who answers the phone like that?
It was good. It's efficient.
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be needed at some point. But when Carrie said, let's pretend this went to voicemail, and I said, but are we live to air? And she said, yes. Well, how can we pretend it goes to voicemail? Yeah.
That's a great point. Well made. We had a moment. So, Hughes, we often call celebrities voicemails and Carrie leaves them, but they're messages that I've written down on paper.
And I haven't seen them until the voicemail
message.
Yeah, I
know.
Begins.
I love it. It's
and,
good stuff.
And today she kind of cracked it. She thinks I've taken it too far.
You read him the two different Great. Messages, and you tell me honestly, Hughesy, if you think it's a bit much for me to say these things.
I'm already scared.
We'll start with the one. This was for Lisa Wilkinson, and Carrie just didn't get through it at all. I hurt my hand on the project last night, and so this was the message that Carrie had to read to Lisa. It says,
yep.
Hey, Lisa, Tommy hurt his hand last night on the project, and I was wondering if you knew who could give him a hand job to fix it. Thanks, Carrie.
Yep, good. Now go to the next one.
Was that okay?
I mean, but it's very hard to get through that. I can see that she would have had trouble. That's really hard to get through.
Getting through it. It's just not appropriate.
Okay, and then Hughes, this was what she was meant to say to you. Hey, Hughes, on Saturday, was it an election or an erection? Because I think I might have eaten the wrong sausage. Call me.
Look, once again.
Is that okay?
Not a word I want to say to you.
I'm not sure if I've got it wrong or if Bickmore's being a prude.
Look, the second one is, they're both clearly jokes, Carrie, and, you know, I would have.
How would you feel about your kids hearing that if they're driving in the car?
Well, that is true. Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, mine would ask questions, I reckon, so. And
yeah, it might be a good. But good my time to let them know, well, it was an election.
So my wife, and you're older,
my wife, sausage when you vote.
When they're older,
yeah.
And they're explaining the first time they understood about that part of life. Who taught you that? Carrie, on the radio.
My wife would just front foot explain what you were talking about there as well. Yeah. So,
oh, I've got a call coming in.
Do you
think this is Georgia Love?
Oh, my God.
Pick it up, pick it up.
It is a private number.
Did she pick it up?
Answer. Put it on speaker.
Okay,
Carrie hasn't put it on speaker. Yeah. She's just put her head to the...
Hold on, Georgia.
Is it Georgia?
It is. Hold on. Hold on, Georgia. We're just going to...
We're just going to put you
on speakerphone.
Mum's attempting technology for the first time.
You're live on air, so don't swear, okay?
All right.
Did you get my voicemail?
I did. Well, yeah, I was surprised, I've got to say.
Yep.
Did she have any advice?
Do you have any advice for me?
I mean, it's probably easier if you're going into it single, but I guess if you've got a really trusting partner, then that's great for you.
Is there a way I could do it just without telling him?
That's not a bad idea.
Without telling him?
Yeah.
Okay, do you usually go away and turn your phone off and not contact anyone for 3 months at a time? You can absolutely do that, letting him know. It sounds very enjoyable.
Can I cut in here?
Georgia.
Oh, sorry, Hughesy's got something he wants to
say. It's Hughesy here, Georgia, and I'm going to play
someone who can't hear you.
Well, can you tell her?
You tell me and I'll tell her.
I'm playing someone who's just tuned their radio into the great show and has got no idea what you're talking about. But because of what Tommy's already explained to us, I'm really thinking, is this really dodgy? What are we talking about?
No, it was about
eating sausages.
I want to go on The Bachelorette. No, yeah. I want to go on The Bachelorette, but I wanted to know if I could do it without Chris finding out.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what you do.
Yeah. I mean, he could you get him to go on Bachelor in Paradise with you?
I mean... I just want to go on it to get out of this segment.
All right, everyone. Hughesy and say goodbye to Georgia.
Goodbye, Georgie.
Thank you, Georgie. You've been a great sport. Sorry.
All right, Hughesy and Kate, they're next to drive you home. If you missed it earlier in the show, that's a Spicy Meatball Tour. It is happening. Carrie and Tommy over to London to see the Spice Girls, then over to Bologna with Hughesy and Kate. All you need to do is download the Hit app or your local station app. It all begins next week. So download the app and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.